CRI News, this is Wen Jie. Chinese President Xi Jinping, who is also the General Secretary of the Communist Party of China Central Committee, has arrived in the Vietnamese capital of Hanoi for a state visit to the Southeast Asian country. It is Xi Jinping's second visit to Vietnam as China's head of state and top CPC leader. Meanwhile, Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has arrived in Manila for an official visit to the Philippines and to attend the 20th China-ASEAN 10+1 leaders meeting. Li Keqiang's visit comes at the invitation of Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte. Li Keqiang will also attend the 20th ASEAN China, Japan and South Korea 10+3 leaders meeting and the 12th East Asia Summit. Chinese President Xi Jinping has issued a call for more innovation as well as an opening up of the Asia-Pacific. Addressing the APEC leaders meeting, Xi Jinping has also pushed for the creation of a free trade area for the Asia-Pacific. He also says the Chinese government remains committed to opening up the country further to foreign investment. As part of his address to the APEC CEO session, Xi Jinping has suggested China is likely to import some $24 trillion worth of goods in the coming 15 years, as well as attract $2 trillion of direct investment. To that end, Xi Jinping has also announced plans for an international import expo in China next year. Plans to expand the nationwide government supervision system have come into effect. Under the new program, a series of commissions have been set up under the leadership of the Communist Party of China. The new commissions will be absorbing all the existing supervisory bodies, covering government agencies and prosecutors. The new supervisory system has already been tested in Beijing, Shanxi, and Zhejiang since January. This year's Double 11 shopping promotion has reportedly broken sales records once again. Alibaba is reporting revenues of 170 billion yuan, or around $25 billion. The company says 90% of deals on Saturday were done via mobile devices. Alibaba says it generated $1 billion in sales in the first 3 minutes on Saturday morning. November 11th has become the largest shopping event in the world after Alibaba starting promoting sales for Singles Day 1111 on the calendar back in 2009. Xiaomi has officially opened two brick-and-mortar stores in Western Europe. The two stores, called Mi Home, are located in Madrid. The launch of the new stores comes just days after the company began sales in Spain. Xiaomi has overtaken Apple to become the fourth largest smartphone vendor in China this year. The company is a major player in India, ranking second in smartphone sales behind only Samsung. U.S. President Donald Trump and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin say they are satisfied with the communication between the two countries' militaries, which has dramatically accelerated the losses of Islamic State on the battlefield in recent months. In a joint statement issued after their meeting on the sidelines of the APEC meetings in Vietnam, the two leaders have confirmed their determination to defeat the IS in Syria. The statement says the two presidents agreed to maintain open channels of communication between the two militaries to help ensure the safety of U.S. and Russian forces engaged in the fight against the IS until its final defeat. The statement also says that there is no military solution to the conflict in Syria. U.S. President Donald Trump has tried to clarify his stance on whether he believes that Russia meddled in the U.S. presidential election last year. Speaking in Vietnam, Trump has tried to distance himself from his previous remarks by saying that he believes the U.S. intelligence agencies on the matter. On Saturday, Russian President Vladimir Putin told Trump that he did not meddle with the election, and then Trump told reporters he believed Putin. Trump's remarks drew criticism back home for choosing Putin's side over the U.S. intelligence agencies, as they have long claimed Russia meddled in U.S. presidential election in 2016. In his latest comments on the matter, Trump said on Sunday that he believes the information provided by the U.S. intelligence agencies. Tens of thousands have marched through the streets of Gaza to mark the 13th anniversary of the death of former leader Yasser Arafat. This marks the first time authorities in the Gaza Strip have held an official ceremony to mark Arafat's death. Arafat was a leading member of Fatah, but fell afoul of the organization after recognizing Israel's right to exist. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.